Firmly, he held her fingers.
Remember the Führer's birthday? Then we walked home that night. Remember what you promised me?
The girl concurred. To the wall, she said,
that I would keep a secret.
That's right. Liesel, if you tell anyone about the man up there, we will all be in big trouble.
He walked the fine line of scaring her into oblivion and soothing her enough to keep her calm. He fed her the sentences and watched with his metallic eyes.
At the very least, Mama and I will be taken away.
Hans was clearly worried that he was on the verge of frightening her too much, but he calculated the risk, preferring to err on the side of too much fear rather than not enough. The girl's compliance had to be an absolute, immutable fact. Hans looked at Liesel and made certain she was focused. He gave her a list of consequences.
If you tell anyone about that man,
her teacher, Rudy, it didn't matter whom. What mattered was that all were punishable.
For starters, he said, I will take each and every one of your books and I will burn them.
It was callous.
I'll throw them in the stove or the fireplace.
He was acting like a tyrant, but it was necessary.
Understand?
The shock made a hole in her, very neat, very precise. Tears welled.
Yes, Papa.
Next.
He had to remain hard, and he needed to strain for it.
They'll take you away from me. Do you want that?
She was crying now in earnest.
Nine.
Good.
His grip on her hand tightened.
They'll drag that man up there away, and maybe Mama and me too, and we will never, ever come back.
And that did it. The girl began to sob so uncontrollably that Papa was dying to pull her into him and hug her tight. He didn't. Instead, he squatted down and watched her directly in the eyes. He unleashed his quietest words so far.
Verstehst du mich? Do you understand me?
The girl nodded. She cried, and now, defeated, broken, her papa held her in the painted air and the kerosene light.